Viraji, as Prem Rawat is widely known, speaks to people around the world about the possibility of finding inner peace and contentment. He started addressing audiences when he was only 3 years old. Since then, he has presented his message to over 6.5 million people in more than 50 countries. Speaking at the United Nations Conference Center in Bangkok, Thailand, he recently said, "The peace that we are looking for is already in the heart. It needs to be felt, and I can help you get in touch with it." Viraji's message is more than words. People who listen to him express finding profound inspiration, a fresh perspective on life, and peace within themselves.
The subject really here is that experience that is within inside of you. That's what the destination is. That's the objective, not the words that are used. So please, don't get confused over the use of words, because the words are words. And I know that better than anyone. I have been involved in taking this message around the world. And I have even been to places where they really don't have a word for happiness. And even if they use the word that they use for happiness, does not have good connotation. So you have to always remember, what is the purpose? What is the point? Why are we here? What is there to pursue? What is there to achieve? The second thing, it is very difficult to sometimes remember that what we are looking for is within us. Because everything else in the world isn't like that. If I want a glass of water, it's not in me, it's out there somewhere. If I want food, it's out there somewhere. If I want cappuccino, it's out there somewhere. If I want to watch TV, it's out there somewhere. If I want to catch a flight, it's out there somewhere. But the subject that we are pursuing is within us. So, what does that mean? That means that it's already there. It doesn't have to be created. Has been there since the very day you were born and will be there till your very last breath. So when it comes to looking, not looking out there, but understanding, accepting that it is within me, that what I am looking for is within me. So there is no test to pass. It is so different. It is so different. This is about coming home. This is about being at home. This is about realizing, appreciating, understanding the gift that we already have been given. So this is just a few of the things, because people get very confused sometimes. Don't be confused. This is an unfolding process. This is about learning. This is about understanding. What is this life that I have? What have I been given? There are these two questions that I have been asked so many times by so many people. And just recently at an event in England, I was asked this question again. And the questions are very fascinating. One question is, what am I doing here in this world? Why am I here? And the other question is, who am I? Now, a lot of people ask that question, but don't understand the value. Of those two questions, why am I here and who am I, the most important one is, who am I? Who am I? Because if I can understand who am I, then I can also understand, why am I here? Who am I? Who are you? What are you? The world constantly pushes us to have a label. You are so-and-so. Remember in school, they call the register, the call, attendance call. And I remember the school we went to, every morning there was an attendance call. So you're sitting there and all these names are being called out. So-and-so, 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 so-and-so. You're sitting there and you're waiting for yours. So you can say yes. Because the person who is doing the attendance register is not looking. They got their head down and they're just listening to that yes and they're going, okay, this here, it's okay, it's here, okay, it's here. Is that who I am? A name? Maybe a plaque on the wall? I am Dr. So-and-so, I am Captain So-and-so, I am, you know, lawyer so-and-so, I am this so-and-so, I am a graduate of this so-and-so. Is that who I am? Who am I? On one hand, there is all this, the blood, the guts, the cells, the veins, the nerves, the brain, the teeth, the eyes, the ears, and all of this good stuff. Fascinating. And then there is distinctly something inside of me that keeps me alive, because it happens that sometimes that thing goes away. The whole, the blood, the guts, the cells, the nerves, the teeth, the eyes are all still here. But something is missing. Something. What do I say? Something is missing. Because nobody really knows what went. Everything else is there. And sometimes even the doctors know, they put the artificial, you know, machine to breathe into the person, and they have the artificial thing to keep the heart going, and then the doctor will come and look and go, it's gone. Even though, you know, because then as soon as they pull the plug, it's all gone. It's done. So what is it? Who are you? Because the care, the respect, the understanding, the love, and all of these things are important to us. We love our family. We want family to love us. We love our children. We love our parents. Parents hopefully love us. We want that. But then something goes, and it's not the eyes, and it's not the ears, and it's not the nose, and it's not the nails, and it's not the hair, and it's not any of those things. And now it's like, okay, off you go. And everybody comes and says goodbye, you know. Look at you, say nice, nice things. Finally. Finally, he was a nice guy, he was nice, he was kind to everybody. And then, you know, it all happens and it's all done. So what is it? Who are you? Are you a combination of all of these things? Perhaps. And in this combination of all of these things, there's one thing that is incredibly critical. And one thing that keeps you alive, that one thing that is allowing you to exist more than anything else, the feeling that it brings is not only a feeling of being alive, but it also brings the feeling of peace. It also brings the feeling of joy. It also brings the feeling of that tranquility. This is who I am. I'm not just this, and I'm not just my accomplishments. I'm more than all of that put together. I am something that stays untouched by all of the stuff that happens around me. Good days, bad days, I get affected. Not this thing that is keeping me alive. It's away from all of that. And for a lot of people, it's like, well, you know, because we get used to it, right? The place where I've been staying, there's some switches on the wall and some lights. And those lights are not working. Some of the lights are not working. But you see at night the light is not working. Daytime it doesn't bother you. But at night you see the light is not working. So you go to the switch and you turn it on and on. And you look at this, you look at the light and you're hitting the switches, every one of them. And it does not come on. And so what do you do? Do it again. Turn, 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 turn. After a little while you say, okay, this is not working. So you wait and then somebody else comes and what do they do? Oh, the lights are not working. Let me turn them on. You can give a whole lecture You can say, look, it's not happening. It doesn't matter. This is not working. Or you can just be patient. Take a chance. Maybe this person has a magic finger, pushes it, light comes on. But this is what we do, push, push, and something should happen. Push, something should happen. We go, you know, they have those switches on the crosswalks, on the road. And you push that switch, and it's supposed to help turn, you know, the green so you can walk across the road. I don't think those switches are hooked up to anything. But they are there to make you feel good. Push, 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 push. And more the person is in a hurry, the more they push the button. Push, push, push. It's not going to make any difference. Because the chances are those lights are timed. There's a small timer. And it's going to turn green when it's going to turn green, and the other one has to turn green so this one can turn green for you. And you push the button, push the button, push the button. All your life, that's what it's been. Want peace? Out there. So many people say, I need to have peace and quiet. I need to go on a vacation. So I want to go somewhere, and then I will have peace and quiet. And here all of a sudden somebody is saying, no, you need to go within you to have the peace and quiet. The real peace and the real quiet is within inside of you. So to prepare, it's like the field. The farmer has the seeds and he can say, well, I'll just throw the seeds. No, plow. Make that soil ready. And how does that happen? Every day you must make that decision. Is that asking a lot? No, I will tell you, every day. If you have somebody that you love, then every day you must make this decision that you love them. Who is it we don't tell? That I love you. The ones we love. The ones that need to hear it the most don't hear that. They hear everything else. This is wrong, that's wrong, this is this way, this is this way, this is bad, this has gone bad. You didn't do this, you didn't do that, you should do this, you should do that. So many mothers get up in the morning, or fathers now too, get up in the morning, and what do they tell their child? You're late. This child that they love dearly, the first words out of the mouth, eat your breakfast, get ready, you're late. Instead of, I love you. I love you. Even if you're late, I love you. And even if you're on time, I love you. And if you eat your breakfast, I'll love you. And if you don't eat your breakfast, you'll be hungry and I'll still love you. But how does this happen? This is a practical father. This is a practical mother. And in their practicality, they want to convey accurate message. But the most accurate message is not you're late. The most accurate message is I love you. That is the most accurate message. The most accurate message. And the accurate message isn't eat your breakfast. The accurate message is I love you. I care for you. You mean something to me. You give me something that nobody else in this world can give me. Would you really go to a school and just grab any kid and go home? I ask you. No, it's yours. That one kid, he may not be the smartest kid. And he may not be the most handsome kid, but it doesn't matter. That's the one that gives you something that no one else in this world can give you. But we forget. And it's so easy. Everything else starts to become important. And everything else is not what is important. What is important? Comes back to that. What is important? A lot of people, I want this. Give it to me now. And I am saying, no, think about it. Prepare yourself. Prepare yourself for living. Prepare yourself for living. Existing. That's what this preparation is. Prepare yourself for peace. Because right now, we would easily take the most important thing in our life and throw it out the window and not even think twice about it. Recognition is not our forte. Because if recognition was our forte, then every breath would be so valuable. But we throw that out the window too. I'm breathing, it's okay, no problem. What is this breath? I'm breathing, I've been breathing for years. Yeah. And there'll be one day, and all your energy will be used up to take another breath. How do I know this? I've seen it. Every bit of energy going just to take another breath. Then you know the value of breath. But you can't do anything with it, because the time is up. You have the option in your life to be fulfilled. Choose that. I recommend choose that, to be fulfilled. Good and bad will happen. That's not the point. When it is raining outside and you open up an umbrella, the purpose of the umbrella is not to make the clouds go away. That's not what an umbrella does. No, the rain continues, but all it does is, however much it can, it prevents you from getting wet. Maybe the face, shoes will still get wet. Maybe pants will still get wet. But you hold that umbrella up. That's what fulfillment is like. A lot of people think fulfillment will change the whole world for you. It won't. It won't. What it will do is let you know where the true home is. So of course, the next question is, how do you prepare? How do you prepare? So now you're going to finally have to learn to trust you. Up till now, you didn't have to trust you. All you had to do was trust other people. And that was nice. Because when they didn't come through, you could tell them, you broke my trust. You terrible person. You betrayed me. You broke my trust. Usually that is said with a lot of tears. But this time, this is not about another person. This time, it's you. So do you know how to trust yourself? Do you know what it's like to trust this life? Do you know what it is like to trust this breath? Do you know what it is like to trust this existence? Do you know what it is like to trust the very fact that peace is within inside of you? That's what it takes. So, it is very simple. This life really, truly is embedded in simplicity. It is so much our misunderstanding of what it is all about. So convoluted. Because people, it's like, you remember that story about the sour grapes? That little fox trying to get to the grapes, couldn't get to the grapes. Finally it said, those grapes are sour. And there's so much the story. The people have tried and people have tried, not the right way perhaps. People have tried and tried and tried, and not being able to get to the peace. And some said, peace is not attainable in this life. It'll only happen after you die. That was their experience. So they said. Some people said, no, peace is not possible unless you have renounced everything. The reality of it is that peace is within me, whether I'm a beggar or I'm a king. What does peace care? You think peace is like a vending machine? You put money in it and peace comes out? So a beggar cannot afford it? You think peace is like a telephone box? After so many minutes of call, it goes beep beep and you put some more money in it and your call can keep on going? You think that's what peace is? And you think that's why peace will care whether you are a beggar or you are a king? The amazing thing is, those people who do not know, they look at the king and they look at the beggar. And they go, such a difference between the two. But think about it. What does the beggar really dream of? Becoming a king. And what does the king dream of? I wish my life was simple like that beggar. So different, yet so similar. Both are looking for peace. The beggar thinks, if I become the king, I will have peace. And the king says, if I become the beggar, I will have peace. These are our differences that we have created. We are the ones who say, well, you are 30 years old, you are 40 years old, you're 50 years old, you're 60 years old, you're 70 years old. We make those differences. And why do we make those differences? Because we apply what we apply to everything, we apply to everybody. Truly, if we knew when a person, how long he's going to live, if we knew that, then it would be most appropriate to say, well, you know, you are equivalent of, you've done 50% of your life, you've done 60% of your life. But we don't know. We don't know. So we say, no, you're 10 years old, you're 20 years old, you're 100 years old, you're 110 years old. Does it make any difference? To you, does it make any difference? Maybe physically there's a few more challenging issues or whatever it may be, but otherwise the quests are the same. Hunger is the same, thirst is the same. All those things that have always been, always will be. So, to me, it is not the differences, but that one simple similarity that peace is within inside of all of us. And if we so want, we can experience that. It takes a commitment, it takes a dedication. And that's what it is. You don't want it, fine. You want it, fine. And yes, it is free. It is free not because it is cheap. It is free because you cannot pay for it. That's why it's free. Big distinction. Big distinction. Blessed by an incredibly beautiful river, and it is called the river of time. Throw anything in the river of time and it'll go away. Incredibly beautiful river. It keeps itself clean. Throw something, it does not get polluted. Throw something in that river, it takes it away. Let it go. Make room for the good. Make room for the beautiful. And if you can be sentimental, because that's how we get the garbage. But if we can be sentimental about the new and not the garbage, all our houses would be a lot cleaner. All our houses would be a lot cleaner. But this is important to me. But this happened. I mean, I know somebody does something to you and people go, they get mad. They get upset. And then they're fighting, and then it comes together. But you know, you should become friends again. Okay, we'll be friends. Shake hand. There's a saying in India, the snake is dead, but the fangs are still poisonous. So, on the outside, yes, you're my friend. On the inside, the fangs. Waiting. Oh, but you know, this person did that to me, and that person did that to me, and he did this, and she did this, and this happened. But why was river of time created? Put it in. Let go. Because there is all that. That is so simple and so beautiful that is waiting for you. Waiting. Just think about it. You don't know the future. Of course you don't know the future. But then just imagine. There's good stuff and there's bad stuff. Just like it has been in the past, same in the future. Good stuff and bad stuff. And some good stuff, some really good stuff. I mean, really, really good stuff. Some bad stuff, yeah, some pretty bad stuff. But some really good stuff. You have all seen those people who go and pan for gold. They have a little strainer. They sit by the river and they pan for gold. What is that? All the dirt, they want to go away. All the other stuff, go away. And one little piece shining in the sun, save it. Can you become like that too? Because if you could, I'm not saying you should, but if you could, there's a lot of good stuff waiting that's going to come your way. And if you happen to be panning for gold, not the dirt, but gold, you're going to get very rich. That's what I want to do. That's what I want to do. I want to become so good at saving the happiness, joy, fulfillment in my life. I want to pan for it. And then every day, let that be my obsession. Sitting there, every moment, every day, panning, waiting for something to shine. And then it shines and yes. I take it. I like it. But it's coming. People say, oh, I wonder if there's going to be happier days coming. They're coming. But last time, remember, you weren't ready for it. This kind of all happened and two involved with the camera and two involved with wonder what it's going to take and two. But it happened and it was gone. But what you need to do is be ready this time. When it comes, grab it. All of it. Peace is within you. I know that. Always has been and always will be. I know that. And so I say with great certainty, that is so. Choice I cannot make for you. You have to make your own. And choosing is something you have to do every day. Because you have a choice. It's up to you. What do you want? You see, it's very, very simple. It's really, really simple. Through it all, life seems to be very committed to you. It doesn't say, well, I have been around this person for 2 weeks, I'll find somebody new. So as life is committed to you, learn how you can make this commitment back to life. How can you extract from what the life brings you as a gift, what it wants to show you? Because always in our frustration and in our situation we say, life, look at what I want to show you. Look at this. Life, here's my dream. Make this come true. And not once do we say, okay, life, show me what you have wanted to show me. It's like a conversation has never happened. Because it's only been you who has been speaking. You haven't listened to what is being said. Other things in this life, whether it is your car or it's your cat, you know, 2 weeks later you're tired of it, you get another car. 2 weeks later you're tired of your cat, you get another cat. No problem. But life, you need to be committed to. What is happening is not what the issue is. What is being offered is what the issue is. This, and I can give you an example, an analogy. Maybe this will help. If you are a little snail, you know, and this is quite amazing because snails, they are so slow. They're so slow. When things happen fast, they don't see it. No, this is really true. This is why a fly, sometimes you don't see the fly. You're trying to kill the fly and it's zzz. When the fly looks at you, you are moving in slow motion. Everything is slow. So the fly sees you coming to kill it, you know. You think you are very fast, but not really. However, the snail only sees you when you're standing quite still. So when you start walking, you disappear. Because everything has its own speed. The point of this is that to a fly, you are very boring. Essentially very predictable. You don't do things very fast. You kind of just pick up and come and walk around very slowly. And I'm sure to a fly, it's like, why are they like that? To a snail, you are a big mystery. You appear, you disappear. It's like, what are these beings? They're amazing, you know. 1 minute they're there and then they're gone. So everything has its pace. And how it relates to everything else, it has its pace. If you are not synchronized with your life, you're missing a lot of things. Because then you have become a snail and life is going. And that's all you see. One day this, one day that. Oh my God, it was like that, now it's changed. Remember? Remember how long a year used to be when you were little? 1 year was like a lifetime. Now 5 years, it's been 5 years. Gone. I need to be synchronized with my life, because then I get to see all of it. All of it. Every day. And certainly my effort to see every moment. My effort. I don't want to be so fast. I don't want to be so fast that the life moves in slow motion and I get bored. And I don't want to be so slow that it moves and I miss everything. I must be in sync. But when does gratitude happen? When there is that experience of fulfillment, when there is that experience of joy, that's when gratitude manifests itself. So don't let it be too fast and don't let it be too slow. Be in sync in every step. It's the most beautiful dance. Dance perfectly. As you can, step by step, step by step, in rhythm, in sync, because the partner is life. And let it be the most enjoyable dance, most enchanting dance you have ever danced. And let it go on till the rest of this life, rest of this life. And what a sweet reality that would be. This is your moment. This is your chance. Let it happen. Let it be. Be in peace. Be in joy. Be fulfilled. Let it all be real, not a dream. It doesn't have to be a dream. So many things. You dream, and you dream because you're asleep, and so much of that fear of what would happen if you were to wake up. Wake up, and all your dreams have been fulfilled. Observe, see, acknowledge. Just this beautiful, beautiful simplicity that is happening. It's afoot. It has begun. It's taking shape. It's manifesting every day. It's nothing that you have to wait for it to begin. So much. Open your eyes. Open your eyes. And see. And unplug these ears. And hear. Hear. Turn within. And quench your thirst. And so much of what happens on the outside, reverse it. Reverse it. Outside, close these eyes. Inside, open these eyes. Right now it's backwards. Inside, they're closed. Outside, they're open. And what do you see? What do you see? You see differences. You see so much, and yet you see so little. And do it the other way. Open the eyes inside, close the eyes on the outside, and then you begin to see so much. So much that is so unique because it's you. Because it's you. We get big on words. You see one thing. To experience Words mean nothing. It's only in the absence of experience that words mean everything. So, remember that. The heart of all of it is just enjoy. Enjoy. So, thank you very much for coming. A pleasant evening. Thank you.